This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. By the letter of the law in question here being the Food and Nutrition Act of 2008 as amended, families that are eligible for benefits under the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, SNAP, are entitled to get those benefits within 30 days of applying. Suffice it to say, that is not happening. In more than a dozen states, less than 80% of those SNAP applications are being processed within the required time period. And in some cities, including New York and Washington, D.C., only about 40% are being processed on time. Marketplace's Samantha Fields talked to some beneficiaries about what that means in actual practice.
Joanna Jackson has been on SNAP ever since her daughters were little, and all three are teenagers now. So she's used to the process of recertifying every few months. But this last time was different. She submitted everything for her renewal in July, but then August came and nothing. Her benefits stopped.
I was concerned. I was like, oh my goodness, it's going into another month.
Jackson works part-time as a community organizer in Albany, Georgia. She tried reaching out to the SNAP office.
I called, wasn't getting an answer. I emailed. I didn't get a response back. I left voicemail. Didn't get anything back.
She also went looking for information on a local Facebook group.
Other people was complaining that their SNAP was late, that their family was starving, hungry, that they felt like the system was behind.
The system is behind. In Georgia, about a quarter of new SNAP applications and nearly two-thirds of recertification approvals are taking longer than a month. And Kelly Horton at the Food Research and Action Center says a lot of states and cities have backlogs.
Across the country, we've seen an uptick in people encountering significant delays. And for many of those applicants, the wait for application approval process feels like being stuck in a never-ending traffic jam.
In New York City,
delays are off the charts horrible.
Kathleen Kelleher is a staff attorney at Legal Aid in New York, which has sued the city over the delays.
In thousands of cases, people wait more than 60 days, and in a few cases, as long as 150 days.
It wasn't always like this, according to Abby Bieberman. She's associate director of the Public Benefits Unit at the New York Legal Assistance Group, which sued the city along with Legal Aid.
If you look back, they used to be able to do this pretty well.
As recently as 2021, New York City was processing more than 90% of SNAP applications within a month. By this year, it was less than 40%. The agency in charge, the Human Resources Administration, says it's understaffed, and there's been what it calls an historic, absolutely unprecedented increase in applications in the last couple of years. Officials in other states with backlogs say similar things.
That, to me, feels a little bit like, you know, we've been dealing with this increase since 2020, and it's 2023. So it feels like at this point, the agency has to adjust to this new normal.
One thing New York officials say has changed more recently that is also part of the problem, a pandemic-era waiver that let people go longer before recertifying has expired. Greg Silverman runs the nonprofit Westside Campaign Against Hunger, which has a food pantry in the city.
We're serving 50% more customers in the last 3 months than we did at the height of the pandemic. I mean, the numbers are just absurd compared to what they've ever been in the past.
He says some of the increase has to do with inflation, but he attributes a lot of it to the delays in SNAP benefits. In Georgia, Joanna Jackson had to rely on a local food pantry while she was waiting for her SNAP benefits. She usually gets about $700 a month. She also supplemented what she got at the pantry with the cheapest food she could find at dollar stores.
Such as tuna salad, such as soup, spaghetti, you know, things that can last a little bit longer.
After about 2 months of living like that, Jackson wrote to her senators and her representative in early October.
And when I did that, it's like I automatically got a response back. I had a pending balance. I would say within the next 2 weeks.
But the experience of being without money for groceries for so long,
it made me consider starting my own garden. Like, it made me kind of like wanting to go fishing, and I wish I knew how to hunt. You know, it just kind of made me just think out of the box.
She also wishes she'd thought to write to her representatives sooner. I'm Samantha Fields for Marketplace.